Good morning. Looking at the news, there are a lot of awful worldviews and a lot of awful practices and ways to live out there. Aren't you glad you're a Christian? Let's say last week's memory verse. Now, I don't know if we're going to be doing these weekly memory verses next year. I'll have to talk to the elders and see what people think. So if you have an opinion on that, let me know. All right, Matthew 1:21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Congratulations. You did it. You made it to the end of 2020. In just a few short days, 2020 will be history, which means there is a bright and shiny new year right around the corner, full of opportunity, possibility, and potential. You get 12 months, 52 weeks, 365 days, 8,760 hours, 525,600 minutes, and 31,536,000 seconds. What are you going to do with all that time? Well, many people, of course, are setting New Year's resolutions to better themselves in some way. A woman walked into her bathroom and saw her husband standing on the bathroom scales, sucking in his stomach. Well, she started to laugh and she said, "That's not going to help." And he replied, "Sure it is. It's the only way that I can see the numbers." It seems that most people like new beginnings. They like getting a fresh start. And so for many of us, the new year represents one of these. And so people are setting these New Year's resolutions to better themselves, either physically, financially, mentally, or spiritually. We're looking to see what needs to be changed in order to improve ourselves, and we're dreaming, we're setting goals for this new year. Things that we want to accomplish. For example, here are some interesting New Year's resolutions I found online. My New Year's resolution is to stop letting commercials make me cry. My don't date supermodels resolution is going great so far, so I'll continue that. I will avoid taking showers whenever possible to conserve more water. Hopefully that's not one of your coworkers. I will think of a password other than password. I will not ring the stewardess button on airplanes just to get her phone number. I resolve to become as wonderful a person as my dog thinks I am. I resolve to stop eating fast food for 2 out of 3 meals a day. If that isn't possible, I resolve to at least clean the remains from my car. I resolve to stop feeding the office plant leftover coffee. I will use water instead. How thoughtful. I will not bore my boss with the same excuse. I will think of some new excuses. I resolve to stick to my resolutions for more than a week. I will always replace the gas nozzle before driving away from the pump. Apparently that was a problem. I will stop sending emails and text messages to my wife while I'm at home. Now, any of you practice room-to-room texting? I will learn to balance my checkbook on my nose. I will stop eating medicine just because it looks like candy. Good idea. I will never again eat a jackfruit before going to a public function. I'll just have to guess about that one. I resolve to stop buttering my donuts. My New Year's resolution is to help all my friends gain 10 pounds so I look thinner. Well, today I want to give us 5 Christian resolutions for this next year that I think are good. So number one is read through the entire New Testament. Psalm 119:105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And Peter said, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. In quoting the Old Testament, Jesus said, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This book, it just so happens to be the place where we learn who the true God is, what he has done, and what he requires of us. You often hear people asking about the meaning of life. Well, guess what? It's found in this book. You can wear your WWJD, What Would Jesus Do, bracelet, but it doesn't do any good if you don't know what Jesus would do. Hosea 4:6, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, speaking of his word. In Matthew 22, Jesus told the Sadducees, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures. And that's quite a thing when we realize what Jesus said in John 12:48, that his word will judge us at the last day. Well, again, God isn't going to miraculously put it into our heads or else we wouldn't need the Bible. I mean, obviously you can't use the Bible as a pillow and get it through osmosis or something like that. The only way that we are going to know what this book contains and receive what it has to offer is to blow off the dust, peel it open, and start putting those letters, syllables, words, and sentences together. There's just no other way except to have someone else read it to you. And there are actually some really good Bible apps out there now that will do just that. Read the Bible to you. So let me give you some practical suggestions, some practical advice on what you need to do. All right, first, start by getting a good Bible. If you don't already have one, why not treat yourself to a new one from Amazon or CBD, or at least you get a new Bible app on your phone. All right, second, find a good place to read, a place that's quiet, and it's comfortable, has as few distractions as possible. Third, set apart the time every day. Now, keep it the same if you can so that it makes a habit. Fourth, choose a reading schedule. Now, there are a lot of them out there. We even have some on our website. You can even make up your own. Now, to read through the New Testament in a year, it takes less than one chapter a day, which is a small price to pay for the great benefits that you'll receive. And then sign up on our new Bible reading chart out in the hallway. It's not up yet. It will be in a couple of days. And that way we can keep each other accountable. And so you can mark off how your progress is coming, and then other people can see how you're doing. Now, why is that important? Think about it this way. When I go to the gym by myself, I'll work out until I get sort of tired and then I'll go home. But if I go with someone else, if I have a gym partner, well, I don't want to look like a wimp. And so I'm going to work out that much harder and that much longer. And so if we make ourselves accountable to each other, we'll often try that much harder. So let's all make the resolution to read through the entire New Testament in 2021. And if you're really ambitious, read through the entire Bible. Number two, attend every assembly and Bible class you can. Now, of course, this is for when the pandemic is over, which will hopefully just be in a couple months. In Luke 4:16, it says of Jesus, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath. See, that is when and where God's people were meeting back then. Now, look, there's obviously extenuating circumstances, but if God's people were meeting on Sunday morning and Wednesday night or whatever, where would Jesus be? You know where he'd be. And we know what the Hebrew writer told his audience, his recipients, and their situation. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, as you can see, it's not talking about the occasional miss, but a practice, a habit of it. The book of Hebrews was written to Jewish Christians. They were just on the verge of abandoning Christ. Well, forsaking the Christian assembly, that can certainly lead to forsaking Christianity. It's the beginning of apostasy. So why were they doing it? Well, perhaps it was because of the fear of persecution, talked about quite a bit in this book, or materialistic pursuits, or downright laziness, who knows? But the assembly is where the Word of God is taught, and where we collectively worship the Lord together, we partake of the Lord's Supper, and we go before His throne in prayer. And it's an opportunity to be strengthened and encouraged by each other. Are there more important things that you could be doing? An opportunity, you see, you got a chance for a collective throne room visit with the people of God. No, I need to be taking advantage of my day off, trying out my new whatever. As Lloyd likes to say, if you remove a coal from the fire and the other coals, it will very quickly become black and cold. And well, the same is true for a Christian. Get back in with the other coals. And so, as the song says, don't wait for the hearse to take you to church. Let's all make the resolution to attend every assembly and Bible class we possibly can in 2021. Okay, number three, try to bring one person to the Lord. As you know, there are many passages in the New Testament that talk about us becoming like Jesus. Well, Jesus said that he came to seek and save the lost. And so if we're going to become like him, what are we going to be involved in? Now, let's take another look at what's often called the Great Commission in Matthew 28. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And some people say, yeah, well, that was just for the apostles. But is that true? Notice how he said, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. Well, this is something that Jesus just commanded them, to go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. So, if they were going to teach their converts to observe all, then this would have to be a part of it. Now, on top of that, he said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age," speaking of the end of time. Now, have we made it to the end of time yet? Well, then this is still for us too. Now again, don't be a wild-eyed religious fanatic out on the street corner with a megaphone. But we certainly need to be keeping our eyes and our ears open for opportunities to say something for Christ or to invite someone to church. Maybe keep some of the church cards on you. We always keep a stack of them out there in the foyer. And start praying that God will open up doorways of opportunity for you to be a good influence and to share the gospel. You know, Paul, he asked for them to pray for that in Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. Praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word. So I think it would be a good idea if we all made the goal to try to bring one person to the Lord this next year. At least make the goal. Now, here's one study that was done some years back, asking how people were converted to Christ. Now, I think the discrepancy is because some of them are overlapping. Evangelistic campaign, 0.5%. Benevolence, 1-2%. Visitation, 1-2%. Church program, 2-3%. Walk-in, 2-3%. Sunday school, 4 to 5%. Preacher, 5 to 6%. Friend or relative, 75 to 90%. Personal evangelism, especially with our friends and family, that is where the rubber meets the road, and we all play a part. And the reason is because we can all reach different people. We live in different parts of town. We go to different workplaces. We've got different circles of friends. We have got different talents and abilities. Your sphere of influence is totally different from mine. You can reach people that the person sitting next to you will never be able to reach. And so, yes, we are all to be involved in evangelism. Look, I'll make you a deal. You get them here, and I'll preach the gospel to them. Let's all make the resolution to try to bring one person to the Lord in 2021. All right, number four, pray more. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. There are too many people who treat prayer like one of those boxes with a break glass in case of emergency. Prayer is very important, maybe more than you realize. Prayer can keep us from sin. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to his disciples, "Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Our weak flesh needs to be shored up with prayer. Prayer can bring great inner peace. Paul told the Philippians, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Well, prayer can change things. James said, "The effective prayer of a righteous man could accomplish much." Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, just a flesh and blood kind of guy. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced fruit. See, I believe that there are so many things that God will not give us until we pray. Now, on top of that, how can you have a relationship without communication? Now, what would your spouse think if you went a few days without talking to him or her? When we realize our dependence on God for all that we have and are, and we realize that he's always there ready to listen to us, see, that's going to make a difference in our prayer life. And yes, this one's a little ambiguous compared to some of the others. And so one thing that you can do is to add, I would say maybe add a scheduled prayer to your day, like first thing in the morning or last thing at night. But whatever you choose, let's all make the resolution to pray more in 2021. Number five, give up one bad habit. Now, some habits are formed because of willfulness. Some habits are formed because of self-preservation. Some habits are formed out of laziness. Some habits are good, and some habits are bad. Well, habits have been described as grooves or ruts in our brains and behavior. And we can form new grooves, but it takes self-control. It takes effort. We've got to choose to push ourselves out of our comfort zones. And, well, there are different ideas. You know, each person is a bit different, but it's usually suggested that it takes about a month of continual practice to form a new habit. And the same is true when it comes to breaking an old habit. Now, one study said that it was closer to 2 months. I don't know. But when we find that we've got a habit, we find a habit that's having a negative effect on us or on others, we need to have the self-control to work on changing it. You remember that the last aspect of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 is self-control. And sometimes our habits, they're not in any way sinful, but they're just irritating. They're irritating to those around us. Yeah, well, they just need to deal with it. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. And so let's all make the resolution to get rid of one bad habit in 2021 that may be destructive to us or irritating to others. For example, it might be an eating habit, a spending habit, a cleaning or hygiene habit, a work habit, a time management habit, etc. As Christians, will we make good use of the time the Lord gives us in 2021? Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. So then be careful how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. Now, obviously, you got to make your own decisions. But here are the five resolutions that I recommend that we all make for 2021. Read through the entire New Testament. Attend every assembly and Bible class you can. Try to bring one person to the Lord. Pray more. And give up one bad habit. Now, I went online and I tried to look up the statistics for how many Americans actually keep their New Year's resolutions, but I just found a bunch of conflicting numbers and percentages. Whatever the true numbers are, it's safe to say that the majority of people do not fulfill their resolutions. For example, those who regularly work out at a gym, well, you know about the resolutioners. People are always making memes and funny YouTube videos and things like that about them. What happens is when the new year comes, there are all these people who make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape, and so they buy a gym membership. Well, because of that, the gyms are just packed in January and February. But they slowly start to give up, and after a few months, the gyms are back to normal. The point is, let's not be spiritual resolutioners. This year, let's follow the advice of Paul in Philippians 3. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We don't know how much time we have left. And so I'd like to conclude with a poem called Too Busy. Too busy to read the Bible. Too busy to wait and pray. Too busy to speak out kindly to someone along the way. Too busy with cares and struggles to think of the life to come. Too busy building mansions to plan for a heavenly home. Too busy to help a brother who faces the winter's blast. Too busy to share the burdens when self in the balance is cast. Too busy for all that is holy on earth beneath the sky. Too busy to serve the Master, but not too busy to die.